could a new technology reduce the risk of salmonella in eggs? Hello, I'm Julie Harker, and this is Healthy Living on Brownfield. Kevin Keener is a professor of food sciences at Purdue University. He's developed a rapid cooling process using liquid carbon dioxide to cool freshly laid eggs that could help reduce the risk of foodborne illness in eggs.
Imagine one salmonella being present on an egg, and then you think it takes 10 days to go from 100 degrees down to 45 degrees. If there was just one organism there at the end of those 10 days, theoretically there would be tens of millions of salmonella. So one of the ways that we're able to improve the food safety is by quickly cooling the eggs, we would prevent any low level of contamination of bacteria that are growing into high enough levels that would cause foodborne illness. The second is the CO2 cooling process that we've developed also interacts with the membrane that's around the yolk. It's called the yolk membrane or vitellin membrane. And so that membrane also contains proteins. And the structure of that membrane, its strength, we've been able to show that we can maintain its strength longer with the CO2 cooling process, likely due to both the reduction in temperature, but also there's an interaction of the CO2 with the membrane proteins. So it becomes more, it stays stronger longer.
By implementing the cooling process, Keener says they estimate there would be 100,000 fewer salmonella illnesses from eggs each year. I'm Julie Harker.